A Jewish doctor emailed me saying I look and talk like a Jew. I may look like a Jew, but how do Jews talk? I'm curious. Let's investigate.
Can you reflect for me about what it means to you to have seen who you were as a young boy in Siget, as a number in Auschwitz, and then how your life has unfolded? What do you say to yourself?
For me, the future was then a larger portion of bread in the morning. And that larger portion of bread was to me more important than the greatest book in the world, the greatest novel written by the greatest novelist. Just a piece of bread. In those days, the future was dark. But the past never left me. I describe it in my recollections that I used to get up.
Stop there. Whenever you see a Jew or anyone putting his hand over his mouth while talking, then you know he's lying. That's body language 101. Why all the drama? Drama is a ruse to cover up dissembling, you know. He just wants a piece of bread, just a little piece of bread. It's all so profound, but full of it. Let's try another. Here's Bibsy.
Good morning, America. Good morning, AIPAC.
Well, he's not lying. America's nothing more than the mule of the Jewish lobby, AIPAC, that's for sure.
The chain of attacks from Paris to San Bernardino, to Istanbul, to the Ivory Coast, and now to Brussels, and the daily attacks in Israel. This is one continuous assault on all of us. In all these cases, the terrorists have no resolvable grievances. It's not as if we could offer them Brussels, or Istanbul, or California, or even the West Bank.
Orwellian speak. By turning the just cause of Palestinian redress for their stolen land into the realm of universal terrorism, Bibsy makes snake charmers look like rank amateurs. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, Jesus warned, especially when it rises and expands with worms squirming throughout the dough. Now, here's a talker for you, but let's see if he can schmooze his way out of this one.
There is a right to bear arms. Okay, we should admit that. We should not have the...
There's the hand over mouth again. Schumer's about to throw you a load of BS.
We should not have the average gun owner here in the suburbs of Charlotte think that Democrats want to confiscate the hunting rifle that his Uncle Tommy gave him when he was 13 years old. But at the same time, the other side should admit that no amendment's absolute.
Told you. Twist a little here, twist a little there, and there's nothing left of our Bill of Rights. But there's plenty left on their plate. Jews just love to talk politics over chop suey, especially on Christmas Day.
Now, as we move forward and deal with law of war issues, Christmas Day bomber, where are you at on Christmas Day?
Senator Graham, that is an undecided legal issue, which, I suppose I should ask exactly what you mean by that. I'm assuming that the question you mean is whether a person who was apprehended in the United States is...
No, I just asked you where you're at on Christmas.
You know, like all Jews, I was probably at a Chinese restaurant.
Great answer.
That's how Jews talk, if I ever heard it, making a mockery of the most wonderful day of the year, the birth of the Savior, celebrated by millions around the world. And all the senators got a good laugh. No wonder our country's in trouble, letting a Christ-denying Jew make them giggle. But I honor the birth of Christ. I feast on Holy Communion on Christmas Day, not chop suey. So how do Jews talk? They lie. They misconstrue. They reinterpret. They mock at Christian things. I may look like a Jew, but I don't talk like one.